Americans are slipping deeper and deeper into debt. Economists at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York released a new report showing debts, mortgages, credit cards, car loans, student loans, have been shooting up. Household debt rose by $117 billion in the last 3 months of 2014. And with a total debt load of nearly $12 trillion now, most people are falling behind in their bills. Marilyn Geewax is a senior business news editor for NPR. And Marilyn, we're getting mixed messages here. We're told, hey, the economy is improving, so some people mean that to take that to mean go buy things, so they borrow to buy things. So what's going on here?
Hi, Robin. Well, you know, overall, really, the economy is improving, but we've had these problems with wages. They haven't increased, and still there are about 16 million people who are either unemployed or underemployed, which means they need more hours. So a lot of households are still struggling with those monthly bills. And here's the thing that really stands out from this report. Overall, we're doing better with our credit cards. We're not taking on the crazy mortgages. We're not running up the credit card debt so much. But there's two big problems, and that is concentrated in student loans and car loans.
Okay. Take one of those at a time. Student loans. Is that because colleges are more expensive? What's happening there?
Well, college is expensive, but back when the jobs were disappearing like crazy, you know, back in 2008 and 2009, you know, when there were lots and lots of layoffs, unemployed people figured that it was worth the cost to go to college. You know, it sounds better to be taking classes than to be sitting at home being unemployed. So a lot of people tried to brush up their resumes. Enrollment shot up in colleges about 14% between 2007 and 2011. So obviously people thought, you know, I'll graduate, I'll get a good job, I'll pay off that student debt. But the recovery turned out to be really slow. And the wage hikes, as we said, you know, they just weren't great. So a lot of people ended up dropping out before they finished their degrees. And here we are today. A lot of people who went to school didn't finish the degree, but they did pile on debt. About 40 million Americans are carrying student debt right now. Add it all up, that's $1.2 trillion, a record. So now a lot of those people are just starting to fall behind on the payments, and then you get the penalties, the fees, the interest, and the hole just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Well, so there's that. But what about car loans?
Now, again, in a way, this is a sign of people trying to get over the recession. Now, you remember back in 2009 when unemployment was 10%, driving fell way down because, you know, if you're not commuting to work, you don't need to be driving a car. But things have changed. Gas is down, hiring's up. So a lot of people want to get cars now. They want to get back into the labor force. So that's a good sign. And car sales last year, they approached an all-time high. But that also means that people who have weak credit scores are trying to get car loans. And they end up with these so-called subprime loans, and they have very high interest rates. So they've got big monthly payments. Then something happens, you have an accident, whatever, you fall behind. Now, at this point, auto loan delinquencies are back to where they were in 2008 when the economy was bad.
Marilyn, just a few seconds. We know the Obama administration is trying to lower student debt, but that means government may be paying more and Congress might be resistant to that. So we'll put that aside for a second. But there might be a possibility of looking at car loans.
Yes. You know, these federal regulators, the consumer protection folks, they're trying to find a way to tamp down a little on these short-term lenders and make sure that they do a better job of screening who gets a loan.
Who gets to buy the car. NPR Senior Business Editor Marilyn Geewax, thanks as always.
Oh, you're welcome.